Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Today's Bible reading is from Genesis chapter 12, from verse 1 to 4. That's Genesis chapter 12, from verse 1 to 4, and we'll be reading from the NIV version. And it reads, "The Lord has said to Abraham, 'Go from your country, your people, your father's household to the land I will show you. I will make you a great nation, and I will bless you. I will make your name great, and you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and whoever curses you, I will curse. And all peoples on earth will be blessed through you.'" Verse 4. So Abram went as the Lord has told him, and Lot went with him. Abram was 75 years old when he set out from Haran. That is the Bible reading.
Amen.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
We have been blessed another day, another opportunity as children of God to come together as one children. It seems like 2025 is the fastest year. Can you believe it that we are just finishing 2025 and a few days we are getting 2026? And I've seen, if we look back, it seems like we have been blessed a lot by Almighty God. Because although we have faced a lot of challenges and all these things, but I can see God love and God has shown a lot of mercy unto all of us. And even today, I thank our teacher, the God-given talent to our brethren like Brother Francis, Brother Lucky, Kutu, Fairy, who are God-given talent to help us to sing, use our voice to sing hymns unto Him. And I pray as we are entering 2026, God will help you and also encourage you so that little what you have, you can share. And you all can come together to render and sing praises unto our dear God. Because singing is also what? It's a part of our worship. Five things on Sunday when you come here, God has ordained us to worship. We teach our sermon, we sing, we give. Now, I quite remember when Jesus went to John the Baptist and he wanted to be baptized. John said, No, you know, so I'm not supposed to baptize you. You're supposed to. And Jesus said, "No, let it be so. And for this, we what? Fulfill all righteousness." He said, "Allow me to do that. Because on this, we what? Fulfill all righteousness." We are here singing. We are singing for ourselves. No, we are doing it to do what? To fulfill God's what? Righteousness. Because God said, we as a chosen generation, you need to what? You need to sing. When it comes about giving, our brother Kutum has said, "I'm giving it for myself." No, I'm doing it for what? To fulfill God's what? Righteousness. Because God said, as a believer, you should what? You should give. God has given us opportunity to give. And a lot of things God has done in my life. And today, our songs, it seems like when I was in school, when it comes about music, I just want to run away. I ran away and I don't know the importance of what? The importance of singing. And today, all these things I'm supposed to learn in school, now is the time I'm struggling, to be frank. And I know a lot of people are what? Finding difficulties. You see? So I thank you. But there is one song. We normally abuse it. We abuse it. And I don't know. Either by we sing it ignorantly or we sing it by hypocrisy. That song is I surrender all. I surrender all. Sing it. I surrender all. I surrender all to Thee, my precious Savior. I surrender. This song, you normally sing it, but it seems like maybe you don't understand the meaning. You just sing it. And maybe some people, you don't understand it. Or you sing it with what? Hypocrisy. We know what you are, we are doing. You are singing it not intentional what? To do it. Or it seems like a lot of Christians, God has called us to into the power of darkness. God has called us to do what? To obey all the Bible. What is in God want from you and me is what? Obedience. That's it. Obedience. So my today, as we are approaching to the end to the 2026, I want us to remind our ways. And I want us to what? To surrender all. I want us to what? To surrender all to Jesus. All to Jesus. Because you normally quote Romans chapter 12. He says we have to what? Present our body as what? Yes. Living sacrifice. But you normally quote these things, but it seems like you don't understand it. So as we approaching 2026, and let us keep certain words and let us know who we are. We are God's representative. God sees us what? As righteous people, not because of what? Arrogance or because we are holier than thou. Because of what? Our obedience to the gospel. God has called us. So, in our quotation, what we read, because this is not the first time of seeing and listening to this, Abraham, Genesis chapter 12, all, everyone, in every believer know this story. He said, Abraham, surrender. And it is you and me to what? To do what? To surrender to God. Abraham, surrender. And it is as we are entering 2026, brethren, I beg, I plead with you, as Paul said, let us what? Surrender all. Let us surrender, not surrender half, not surrender what? Quarter, but you need to what? Surrender all as you can. Because God expects our faithful Abraham has what? Show us how to surrender. And it is you and me to be obedient to God. So I said, my sermon is what? We must what? Surrender to God. We must surrender to God. Because that is what God expects us from us, expect from us. We must surrender to God to yield the power. You say that surrender, surrender means, what is the meaning of surrender? You say surrender means to yield to the power of another. To yield to the power of another. To give up what? Completely. To give up completely. We Christians, you know, a lot of times you say, oh, I is my own. I own myself. Oh, what I have. We Christians, we have learned the Bible and we are very, very well. We know all these things that all what we have is what? It's not belong to us. God has given us as what? As what? As a steward. We just sing the song. You see, we just sing the song as a steward. So, surrender means what? To yield to power, to the power of another. To give up completely. Or what? The key word is what? Submission. Submission. We need to submission. It's submission. So, we sing the song, all to Jesus I surrender. But do you mean it? The question is, do you mean it? A person who believes that he can give one-tenth of his material goods and give one day out of the week to the Lord, don't know, doesn't know how to surrender. If I have, like Israel people, God said, if you good, if you have, at the end of year, you have to gather, divide for 10. And if you are giving 10, 1 10 to that, to the Lord, it's not mean surrender. Surrender means what? You give what? You give all to Jesus. That is what our song tells us, that we have to give all to Jesus. And Abraham have what? Showed that character. So if we are faithful, if you want to be faithful like Abraham, we need to what? Apply the principle of what? Surrender. We need to surrender, my brother and sister. As we are approaching in 2026, let us be in our mind that as a Christian, we don't want anything on this earth. So let us take our Bible to Genesis chapter 12. As we normally, we know all these stories. We know all these stories. So Abraham, the thing you can see from our reading, this is Abraham surrender his what? His country. Abraham surrendered his what? His country. Because God called him. If you can repeat, God called him from Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. If somebody can help me to read that passage for me. Genesis chapter 12, verse 1.
The Lord said to Abraham, go from your country, your people and your father's household, the land I will show you. I will make you into a great nation and I will bless you.
Thank you. All right. So, if I say the place where God called Abraham is that place to what? 1,300 miles far away. So, Abraham, God called Abraham to what? To go leave his country. But Abraham, the Bible said Abraham do what? Abraham surrendered. Abraham start going to a place even he don't know where he's going. So we need what? We need to surrender as God's people. In Genesis chapter 12, verse 1, he says, yeah. Now the Lord has said to Abraham, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show you. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8, he said what? By faith, when he was called to go out, into a place which he should, after receive for an inheritance, obey. Look at this. By faith, Abraham what? Leave his country. By faith, Abraham leave his country. Because Abraham know all these things, that even in Philippians chapter 2, verse 20, Abraham know the meaning of Philippians chapter 2, verse 20. Let's read it. Philippians chapter 2, verse 20. What is that? Philippians chapter 2, verse 20. He said, For our citizenship is in what? In heaven, from whence also we look for the Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ. In Christians, you know our citizen is not in this earth. That is what Jesus has what? Promised us. Our citizen is not here. So even though Abraham did not know Philippians chapter 3 verse 20, he did not know as you and me know. But what? He noticed that even that place, that country, that area where he comes from doesn't belong to him. And God has power and authority to command him to do anything. And Abraham surrendered. That is why I'm saying in Philippians chapter 3 verse 20, he said our citizenship is where? In heaven. This is where we are what? We as obedient children, that is where our hope is. Our hope is not in this world. At times we want to serve God, but it seems that we have what? We have been entangled. You have been entangled with this world. A lot of times we don't want to devote our time to. Look at Sunday, how many people are here? Wednesday, how many people have opportunity to come here? Brother and sisters, our meeting, our fellowship is also what? It's also what? It's also part of God's commandment. We are doing it not to please ourselves. To do what? To what? To fulfill all what? Righteousness. We are doing it not to please each and every one. We are doing it, God says so. That is why we are here. You see, that's why we are here. We have to come because we have agreed. Because we have agreed to come here on what? On Wednesday and Sunday. That is our agreement. Although we know that Sunday is a what? It's a Lord day. But even if you look back to the first century in the book of Acts, even the Bible says the what? They meet everyone. Every day. But because of the situation we are, because of our work and all these things, we have chosen what? As Wednesday. Brothers or sisters, if you think that will be an obstacle for you, you cannot come. That is why we have suggested that we have suggestion what? Box there. Please place your suggestion that okay, maybe Wednesday is not helping, so you can change it. We can all what? Agree it. But even abandoning yourself is not pleasing God. And it's bring discouraging to all of a lot of brothers. Brothers, I said, Wednesday, don't take it that you are coming because of Brother John or Brother True or Brother. No, we are here to what? To fulfill what? All righteousness. God says so. We have to come here and learn. So if you have agreed as Wednesday, brother, if not because of sickness or because of work, I'm saying so because God knows that we are in what? We live with different masters. I can't, because the world we live in, even they don't even respect Christianity or Christian system anymore. God knows that if it is true that because of work you cannot attend, God knows. But if you are lying, which means you are what? You are doing hypocrisy. We are doing hypocrisy. As children of God, we have, as we are approaching to the 2026, brethren, Let us surrender all. Let us surrender all. Not only that, Abraham surrendered his what? His country. Abraham surrendered his kindred as well. If you read that, the same Genesis chapter 12, verse 1. He said, now the Lord said, has said unto Abraham, get thee out of thy country. And from that one, where? Thy kindred, from your father's house, to a place where I will show you. Even that time, God even having shown you. We can read and even immediately make the conclusion that, oh, he was sent to where? Canaan. But that time, Abraham don't know where he's going. Brother, can you do that? Can you do that? A lot of things God has what? God wants us as Christians to do. God, we need a lot of sacrifice. Brother, we need a lot of sacrifice. If you want to please God, brother and sisters, we need a lot of sacrifice. Because this is what we can read from here. All Christians, or even the old people who have been with God, they what? They sacrifice. They sacrifice. Even if you go a little bit forward, you will see. Abraham even what? Want to sacrifice with who? With his son to God. We need to sacrifice. That's why I said you read Romans 12. It seems like every sermon, this way, Romans 12, 1 and 2 going, we quote all the time. And the problem is, do you know what this means? To present ourselves as what? As living sacrifice. Do you understand it? Or are you reading it as you want? You come and read it for me to obey it? Or if you are leaders, we have responsibility, even leaders, we have a lot of responsibilities. Our responsibility to what? To set example. To set example. If I'm talking about leaders, all men here are what? Leaders. This is what God is saying, that all men are what? Leaders. So we have a responsibility and we need to what? Set good example for people to follow. Abraham surrendered his kindred. Abraham surrendered his own wisdom and judgment. Abraham surrendered his own wisdom and judgment. I think I've just teach here a little bit. When problems came with Abraham and what? Lot. Problem came to him. Imagine that Abraham, when he's going, he took his nephew, Lot, went with him. And when God started blessing them, we see all in our family, when God started blessing them, a lot of problems. When we are married, we are learning marriage and a family. When we are just living, I would say, in poverty, you don't have, you have problems. You struggle to pay our bills and that. That's why at times God allowed us to what? Be in poverty. Because God knows that the moment you become what? Rich, there will be a lot of problems. A lot of what? Excuse me to say, foolish decisions you take. That's why, look at Lord and Abraham. They went to a place and there is a problem between Lord and what? And Abraham, and look at what Abraham was. Solve the problem. We have learned it here. How Abraham solved this issue. Abraham surrendered his what? His position. Because although Abraham is the first, he's the first one he's supposed to what? To choose. But what he did, he allowed what? Lord to what? To choose. At times we need to surrender our wisdom. Our intelligence, what you think you are, we need to surrender for peace. For peace, for peaceful reasons. Abraham surrendered his kindred. Abraham surrendered his country. Abraham surrendered his wisdom and judgment. In 1 Corinthians chapter, in Hebrews chapter 1, chapter 11, verse 8, they say, by faith, Abraham, when he was called, I've read this one. Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18. He said, for the preaching of the gospel is to them that perish foolishness, but unto us which are saved, it is the power of God. Because I'm saying this, because a lot of people will say, oh, what decision Abraham took was not right. I will not give my right. And that is why I'm saying, if our faithful Abraham has surrendered, it is you and me, we must do the same. We must do the same. If you want to go to where Abraham is now, then we must to surrender all. We must to surrender all. Because I wonder why it come like you sing a song, I surrender all, but you don't want to sing. Even Jesus said, why do you what? Call me Lord, 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 Lord. But you don't want to do what I say. You call me Lord, Lord. You come here and sing, oh, I surrender. But we are intentionists. Just, we are deceiving ourselves. That is why I want us in 2026, as God is helping us to go and enter. Please, my brethren, you have to go with what? Different mentality. We have to go there with different mentality, because time is passing away. We don't have enough time in this earth. And let him tell us, this world is not our home. This world is not our home. If you like it or not, you one day what? Leave this earth. If you like it or not, you one day leave this world. This earth. Brother Francis, last time he said, because we say we have appointment. He said, and as it is appointed for man once what? To die. If the dying aspect is rare, then the judgment also is what? It's true. It's true. So my brethren, as we are approaching 2026, we must be very careful and we must surrender all. Abraham surrendered his personal privilege in the interest of peace. That's why I'm saying Abraham surrendered his son. Isaac, we know all these stories. I will not waste a lot of time here. Abraham surrendered his son. You see, Abraham surrendered to God's will. Abraham surrendered to God's will. Instead of Abraham too, because a lot of times God will say something, you will read the Bible, something in the Bible, you don't understand it. But because it is God has said so. So I need to, for example, God said, I need to what? Love my enemies. It is rare. It's not rare. Oh, it is not easy to accept this one. God said, I need to what? You need to love your enemies. That is a difficult one of the difficult what? Commandment. But with knowledge of God and with what we have learned from God, you can what? You can do that. We have been blessed a lot. We have people, scholars, God blessing talents people here. And we have learned a lot. And it is a time for us to change our mentality, to change the things, how you do things. My brother, we need to surrender as Abraham did. Abraham surrendered to God's will. Abraham surrendered to surrender his affections. And what? Abraham surrendered his doubt. You see, a lot of things Abraham, our faithful Abraham, has set an example for you and me. And that is why I've chosen this, that we must what? Surrender to God. God knows that we can do it. It's not easy. God knows that it's not easy to surrender all to Him. It's not easy. You see, but God knows that with love of God, we can do it. To bring in my sermon onto completion, please, let us read something about Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 to 10. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 to 10. Hebrews chapter 11, verse 1 to 10.
Now, faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. For by it, the elders obtained a good testimony. By faith, we understand that the walls were framed by the words of God, so that the things which are seen were not made of things which are visible. By faith, we are offered to God a more excellent sacrifice than faith. You need your faith's witness that he was righteous. God testifying what he did, and through faith, he being dead still speaks. By faith, Enoch was taken away so that he did not see death, and was not found because God had taken him. For before he was taken, he had his testimony that he pleased God. But without faith, it is impossible to please him. For he who comes to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder of those who believe and seek him. By faith, Noah, being the bondsman of things he not yet seen, moved to God with fear, prepared an ark for the saving of his household, by which he condemned the world and became heir of the righteousness which is according to faith. By faith, Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out, not knowing where he was going. By faith, he dwelt in the land of promise, as a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs and kings of the same promise. For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God.
Thank you, brother. God has mentioned a lot of people. He said, Abel is talking to you and me now. Because of what? Because of what his offering. Sacrifice is a what? The excellent sacrifice he did. By faith, we have noticed that Abraham, what? When God called him to leave his country, he just surrender to God without questioning, as we normally what? We normally do. At times we question God's authority. And he said, by faith, when God calls Noah to build an ark, he did. By faith, Enoch, we know that God takes him through. And we also can what? By faith, we can what? Surrender all God. This is a message I want us to share. A simple message. It's very simple. Is that this is not a new thing. It is the thing you know. But at times, because we are human beings, you forget ourselves. And at times, you forget whom we are. So, my prayer and my request is, let us what? Reason it together. Let us what? Wake up from our sleep and what? Surrender all to God. Because either you like it or not, one day you will leave this world. And when you leave this world, we are going to what? we are going to give an account to God. And one encouragement can I want to give to all of us is that no matter how challenges we are facing at this moment, no matter how you are going through, God says He's going to what? Prepare a place for us. That is our hope. That is all our hope as Christians. And I know God is not a liar. And one day, even if Jesus does not come and die as God has ordained him, we will see the glory of God and we will live with God forever. If you are a new person here, a visitor, only three things you always repeat. You hear the gospel, one. You hear the gospel, you breathe, you repent, you baptize, and what? You allow God what? To add you to this church. And all you have all come together and worship Him and His Spirit and also you. And also if as a faithful Christian have already said, it's not easy. God does not promise that it's going to be easy. He said it's going to be what? Tried and temptation. And with God on our side, we can overcome. We thank God for our lesson and we pray that God will give us strength and energy to move forward as we are willing to do His will. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Amen.